If you've been active online for a while and you're one of these people who is a bit of a squirrel and likes gathering together resources from different places, you've probably recognised the power that RSS feeds can offer in bringing information to you rather than you having to go out and seek it. If you do, then you may use an RSS feed reader. Maybe you use Google Reader, or maybe you have it come to your Outlook inbox. But what about the opposite direction? What about you being able to provide RSS feeds outwards to your students, for example? Perhaps you're working in geography and you want to provide RSS feeds from the National Geographic or British Geological Survey or wherever. And you've got several of these feeds that you want students to be able to see because it's providing constantly updated information. But you want to put them all in one place. You don't want to have students having to go off to several different sites. Well, individuals might be just the thing that you need. I won't spell it for you. It's on the blog post, so you'll be able to see how it is actually spelled. But the idea is, you create an individual's account and then you choose various RSS feeds that you think are appropriate. And then, as you bring in those RSS feeds, and adding them is very straightforward. It's just pasting them into a box. That generates, if you will, a homepage with all of those RSS feeds on. And the feeds are, as you might expect, interactive. As you hover over each of the different posts in those RSS feeds, it opens up an extra little window. And when you click on them, you can have the person who's viewing it just jumping straight off to the article on the site. So it's really, really useful. Very simple idea, but really powerful in terms of bringing together information for your students into a single place, and information that constantly updates itself without any effort on your part. So, individuals.